Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our high nearing 90. A chance for some scattered showers overnight tonight. Partly cloudy with a low around 71. Some scattered showers early Wednesday, then sunny with a high of 89. And showers possible into Wednesday night. Partly cloudy with a low around 70. Still some rain possible as we head into Thursday, mixing with sunshine and our high of 87. And scattered showers possible into Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently it's 70 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we go into Election Day, Secretary of State Scott Schwab said that the polling places across the state of Kansas are prepared for Election Day and that he feels confident in the voting results after he says many audits have been done regarding voter suppression and voter fraud in the state.
Show me the person who's committing fraud. There's nobody. I mean, there was an independent audit in Johnson County across four elections, and they said, hey, Kansas has some of the most secure systems. Well, Johnson County and Sedgwick County are some of the best because they have the resources to do it. But it's the same thing with a voter suppression individual. Say, like, show me. Chris Kobach will charge somebody if there's legitimate evidence of voter suppression every bit as much as voter fraud.
Polling places are open across the state of Kansas until 7 p.m. tonight for the August 1st primary. And to find your local polling place, you can go to your county website. With these elections gearing up for the general election coming up in November of 2023. Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. The company of Evergy is giving tips to individuals across the state of Kansas on ways to try and stay cool while trying to save money at the same time by not ramping up that AC unit.
Things such as just making sure that your, you know, ventilation ducts are not blocked or, you know, covered by anything within your home. You know, if you have window covers or window covering, utilize those to kind of block out some of the heat that will build and kind of come within your home. Ultimately, I would recommend to customers, you know, finding that ideal, you know, temperature for your home, what's comfortable for you. You know, certainly, you know, DOE has a recommendation, but I would also recommend, where possible, pre-cool your home before the, you know, peak part of the day, and, you know, really just try and find a way to do some of those simple things around the home that makes your home a little bit cooler without ramping up that AC during the peak period of the day.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The extreme heat continues across the Mid-America region with heat advisories across most of the Mid-America region and Nebraska especially as well, with many of the utility companies across the state, including Wheeland Energy Center in Adams County, saying that they are working along with the Southwest Power Pool as they're trying to keep up with the demand for energy, as they say they're on a resource advisory and using more of the resources than they have had to in a while.
This week, last week, they're calling upon units that historically through the year don't run as often. So some of our units that sit ready and available but usually are priced out of the market are being called on this week and have been the last couple weeks.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, where they said they had to open up the Don Henry Power Center that generates near 18 megawatts of electricity
along with two other units that they've had to open up and begin using. They are recommending individuals also try to conserve as much energy as possible. Mid-America Network News.
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Tuesday's primary election day in Kansas. No primary runoffs required. In elections this year in Marshall, Washington, and Nebelhaw counties, the general election is in November and will include city, county, and school board races, among others. City of Hanover advises the Rural Water District Tower will be out of commission beginning this week for 2 weeks for maintenance. Hanover residents asked to conserve water during this time frame. Operations will be confined to the city tower. Some 45 Nemahal County residents were in attendance at a public hearing in Seneca recently as a review of a comprehensive plan developed was presented. No one spoke during public comment. Just two individuals spoke at a follow-up meeting in Sabetha. Survey results and the 14-month process involved were outlined. Planning Commission will meet again to consider a final recommendation to county commissioners. An injury accident was reported in Washington County July 21st. Brigham Bruna of Hanover lost control, overturning in a pasture. The driver was transported to Hanover Hospital. A Washington man was arrested July 22nd on pending charges of criminal threat and disorderly conduct. Officers dispatched to the 1900 block of Prospect Boulevard arrested Jared Grace of Washington, who was released on $5,000 bond. Another man was arrested July 26th after officers responded to the 300 block of East 5th Street. Gerald Welch of Washington faces pending charges of criminal threat and also has $5,000 bond. Fire calls in Washington County July 28th, Morrillville and Washington dispatched to the 1800 block of Morrillville Boulevard for a report of a pasture fire. July 27th, in the 1300 block of 29th Road, Morrillville, Mahaska, Washington, and Hanover Fire Departments dispatched for hay bales on fire. July 25th, the 26th and Concord Roads, Morrillville, Haddam, and Mahaska Departments dispatched for a pasture fire. Nemahal County Sheriff's Office reports sometime between July 1st and July 28th, someone took seven firearms from 460 G Road at Centralia. Loss estimated at $6,900. A resurfacing project expected to begin this week on K-16 in Pottawatomie County, covering approximately 19 miles from the K-63 junction to K-99 in Blaine. Contractor will begin at K-63 and resurface the eastbound lane to 99. Once complete, they'll return the work in the westbound lane. Work will be done in smaller sections to reduce impact to motorists. Roadway will be reduced to one lane while work is taking place. Traffic directed by a pilot car and flaggers. The work zone will also have a 10-foot width restriction. Delays could be expected during the construction project, which should be complete by late September. Your news on your time. The KNDY News podcast, both morning and midday edition, are posted daily on our website as well as our Facebook page. Tune for local news in the 7, 12, and 5 o'clock hours, Monday through Fridays on KNDY. Connie J. Ackerman, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Connie Ackerman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork loin, cheesy potatoes, peas, and a banana. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, asparagus, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. A slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight. Partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and mid 70s. Showers may continue early on Wednesday, then sunshine with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 100s. Still a chance for some scattered showers Wednesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and mid 70s. As we head into Thursday, temperatures start to cool down, some showers and thunderstorms possible, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and upper 90s. Some rain may linger throughout Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Still some showers possible throughout Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Scattered showers return throughout Friday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Cooler throughout the weekend, some rain on Saturday, sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early August, 91. Record high on this date, 110. The average low, 69. The record low, 49. Sunset this evening, 8:40. Sunrise in the morning at 6:27. 70 with a cloudy overcast. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 1st of August. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun annual Ladies Night Out is back in Marysville August 4th. Grab your boots, girlfriends, and disco balls as you visit and shop over 20 downtown Marysville businesses. Special prizes, drinks, giveaways, and great deals will have all the disco cowgirls in Marysville Friday evening, August 4th, for the annual Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun Ladies Night Out. While you're downtown, check out these participating businesses.
On these hot summer days, you need to make sure you are staying hydrated. And what better place to get hydrated than Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro? We are so excited that it's finally summer and are even more thrilled to serve you as your favorite restaurant. We are open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Our new extended hours will accommodate your busy summer schedule. Stop by 720 Broadway to try our green tea lemonade with mango boba or one of our daily lunch specials. Want to order ahead? Call 562-3354.
At RX Drugstore, the staff at your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is proud to support the Marysville and area communities. This is where they choose to live and work. It is important for them to get to know you, their customer, as they provide prescription, over-the-counter, and durable medical equipment services to meet your health care needs. They take pride in offering fast and friendly hometown service. RX Drugstore would like to thank you for keeping it local and appreciate your business. Stop in and see them in downtown Marysville today.
Hi, friends. Lori at the Garden of Eden here. We're looking forward to you guys coming out drinking drinks with us. We're going to be making our famous bulldogs. Lots of games going on, lots of savings, candles, jewelry, other items haven't really decided yet. Might even change my mind as the night goes on. Come out. It's a good time. Ladies, you don't want to miss it. It's the best night in Marysville.
South Hill Pottery invites everyone to Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun Friday night. Stop in, say hi, and grab your handmade ornaments and magnets just for this special occasion. Each one individual and just as stunning as the next. Shop South Hill Pottery while you're downtown Friday night at Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun in Marysville.
We are getting our groove on at KNDY as we get ready to join Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun in downtown Marysville Friday, August 4th. Find us at the Lee Dam Arts Center during registration of the largest ladies shopping event of the season. We will be giving away groovy spa experiences provided by Serene Wellness, New Creations by Nicole, Nails on Broadway, and Essential Massage Therapy by Levi Packett. Be sure to stop by our table and register to win from your groovy friends at KNDY.
See you all Friday evening at Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun.
The Halos slow down baseball's best. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Interleague baseball in Atlanta, the Braves and hard-charging Angels. The Halos got a leadoff homer in the first. Fast forward to the fourth, and newcomer Randall Grichuk got in on the action.
Grichuk swings at that one and hits that ball in the air and hits it well out into right field. And that ball out there in right field is going to get out for a home run.
The call on KLAA, Matt Olson got one back in the fifth for Atlanta, his NL best 36th home run. But that was it. Angels beat the Bravos 4-1. The Orioles traveled north of the border to tango with the division rival Blue Jays. Top one, two on with two outs for Ryan Mountcastle.
Here it comes. Fly ball right field into the corner. Two will score. Mountcastle comes through. He's digging for second, and he's inside. Standing up with a two-run double.
The call on WBAL, Baltimore added two more runs and double up Toronto 4-2. Continuing with baseball, Guardians' new acquisition, Noah Syndergaard, was shutting down the Astros until he was hit by a comebacker and had to leave the game in the sixth, leading 2-0. No relief help after a run scored later in the frame. Yordan Alvarez came up with two on.
Oregon's 1-1. Change up again, and that's belted. Deep to right field. Going back on it is Brennan. At the wall. See you later. Three-run home run.
Call on KBME. The Astros tacked on three more runs to brush aside the Guards 7-3. The Reds edged the Cubs 6-5. Nationals took down the Brewers 5-3. The Reds taking a game-and-a-half lead on the Brewers in the NL Central. The Rays beat the Yankees 5-1. Phillies over the Marlins 4-2. In Women's World Cup, Team USA played to a draw with Portugal, but still advanced to the round of 16 after finishing second in Group E, as the Netherlands routed Vietnam and ended with a better goal differential. The Americans' next game will be Sunday morning. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Wildcat fans, stripe out the bill and see K-State football in the home opener Saturday, September 2nd. Prices for SEMO currently start at less than $30, but don't wait to order, as prices will change. Arrive early as we celebrate the 2022 Big 12 Championship. Reserve your seats today for the return of K-State football by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Tuesday, August the 1st. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it's Tuesday. Here's your Stackline report.
Well, it was another report out of USDA, very interesting, depicting prices of what the farmer might get for his products out on the farm. You know, it's one of those deals, friends, where the farmer, he doesn't tell anybody what he has to have for his products. He has to take what they'll give him. And so it's always interesting to see what some of those folks have to do to give the most. And that's kind of an interesting conversation. In the meantime, it's the WASD report, crop production report out of USDA, that tells us corn yield this year is going to be 177.5 bushels per acre, according to USDA and the so-called Spurtexes back there behind the desk. Well, that's up a little over a bushel per acre. Not good when it comes to price, because the more you put on the market, the less they have reason to pay you. In the meantime, soybeans, 52 bushels an acre is what they say now. Just a month ago, it's 51.4. But total production with 4.3, still up some, but way below the trade guess, folks. And so consequently, the soybean market, what got hot, still is. Wheat, finally, they decided that this Ukrainian mess that the Russians are bombing the big old port where all the grain is in and out and no out. Finally, they got a hold of that, moving the market on the upward side. How high will it go is anybody's guess. It just depends on the attitude at the Board of Trade. Be honest about it. Thanks for being with me, though, on the Steckline Report.
Your Midwest Pain Relief Center is here to say, crank the Hank.
I love country music.
Don't let joint pain control your life any longer. Midwest Pain Relief Center at 620-478-2878 or online at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com.
Don't get left in the cold this winter. With prices on the rise, lock in your propane rate now with prepay options from Wankland Oil. Fill your tank as you need or lock into their prepay options. Don't let Mother Nature decide when you need propane. Call the team at 785-292-4710 to discuss all their money-saving options. Wankland Oil, serving you and your neighbors since 1926.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. In 2021, a Canadian farmer unknowingly agreed to a contract with an emoji over text messages. Kansas State University law professor Roger McOwen discusses the importance of understanding how contracts can be accepted and the dangers producers may overlook when agreeing to contracts. McOwen talks about the risk of entering contracts with a digital signature.
It goes to show you how easy to form a contract, and sure, it wasn't funny to him because there were thousands of dollars involved in this. And what this is it was a standard forward grain contract situation. And what we had was a grain terminal elevator in Canada. Same principles would apply here. But the terminal elevator contacted a group of farmers and said, hey, we're offering to buy your flax this fall at $17 per bushel. Now, they were actually buying it on the tonnage, but it broke out to $17 per bushel. And one farmer responded, and so the elevator followed up with telephone conversations with him, and he said, send me a contract. So the elevator drafted a contract. They signed it in pen and ink, took a picture of it, and then sent the picture by text message to the farmer. And he responded to that text message by sending a text message back with a thumbs up emoji. Well, what happened was when time came to deliver the flax in the fall, the market price had risen to $41 per bushel. And of course, now he wants to be able to sell his flax to somebody else for $41 per bushel and not be locked into a contract to sell at $17 per bushel. And so he refused to deliver. The elevator said, hey, you owe us the flax we bought for $17 per bushel. They've got to go out and cover that contract in the market at $41 per bushel, and they charged the difference back to him, and it amounted to almost $80,000 in damages.
He talks about the merchant dissimilarity memo rule and how it can be used and how important timing can be when dealing with contracts.
We have basically the same rule here. We call it the merchant's confirmatory memo rule in the United States. If a merchant, a grain elevator, for example, follows up an oral conversation with a written contract, written memorandum, for example, you've got 10 days to reject that, basically. You know, rule's a little bit more complex than that. And if you don't do anything, if you don't reject it, you can be held to that.
McOwen reminds producers of the different ways a contract may become binding and to always be careful.
Well, one is be careful. Be careful when you're entering into these deals. Farmers and ranchers, we like to get into informal agreements. We tend to skip the formalities of a written deal, certain types of oral conversations.
That was Kansas State University law professor Roger McOwen with the importance of understanding underlying risk in contracts as a producer. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
From the Earth, there's a full moon today. But if you were standing on the moon, you'd be experiencing a new Earth. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 1st, the 213th day of the year. Moby Dick creator Herman Melville was born on this day, and August's full sturgeon moon shines tonight. That got us wondering about phases of the Earth as they appear from the moon. As it turns out, they occur in the exact opposite sequence. Today, for example, there's a new Earth as experienced on the moon. And since the moon always has the same side facing us, we always appear in the same place in the moon's sky. As the moon's illumination wanes over the next few days, take note of the dim outline where the moon is not lit by the sun. That's Earthshine, the glow of the Earth where it's nighttime on the moon. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find your local moonrise and sunset times at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 70 with a cloudy overcast, warm when highs well into the 90s for today.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we get closer to the college football season for the 2023 year, the Colorado University Buffaloes have announced that they are leaving the Pac-12 and set to join the Big 12 Conference. WIBW reports that they are the third team to leave the Pac-12 Conference, as CU President Todd Salomon made a statement saying, quote, the landscape of collegiate sports is ever evolving, and the University of Colorado Boulder has determined the Big 12 is the best future fit for our athletic teams. The Board of Regents for the university ended up voting unanimously 9-0 at the end of last week to approve the conference switch for 2024. This will be the last year that the Buffaloes play in the Pac-12, where they're also expected to take in near $31.7 million in annual television revenue over the course of the Big 12's new deal. But said it was more than just about money, but also the opportunity for the players and the conference as a whole. The Buffaloes are starting off this year's schedule against TCU on September 2nd for game number one, followed by their annual game against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Mid-America Network Sports.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available, or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-532-1887 or go online to floydsales.com.
The 89th annual NBC World Series is gearing up in the city of Wichita at Riverfront Stadium. As Katie Woods says, she's excited to take over the program and try and recreate the magic that it's had throughout the years.
Yeah, it's fun to kind of reinvent this historical event. I mean, this is year 89, so when you look back through the history of Satchel Paige and presidents that came, I mean, it just really had this national spotlight that I'm really excited to work to bring back.
An audio from KWCH News, where she says this year's going to be full of fun promotions for the fans, along with great games from the players.
Definitely on the fan side, it's a lot more entertainment and a lot more promotions, kind of trying to bring back some of the things Hap Dumont used to do, so kind of that wacky, always a little bit of a twist promotions. And then on the team side, we've increased the team compensation. So between the top eight teams, they'll walk away with $69,000. So that's great. We're bringing in TrackMan. We're bringing in USA Baseball and really trying to make it even bigger on the baseball side, too.
The tournament begins on August 3rd.
KNDY.
Town. It's Friday night, we're gonna get down.
I thought you might like this brand new baby blue dress. I figured out about a quarter to ten. We'll be partied out and heading in. You and me alone, darling, doing what we do best. Big time, we're gonna have one. Big time, we're gonna grab some. Loving, hugging, cuddling up and rendezvous. Cause I'm in love with you. Big time. Champagne, by candlelight, just doing our thing. Let the crowd wonder what in the world happened to us. Well, they can boogie woogie all night long. Let them dance until the cows come home. But what we want is old.